97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Whether by street or by sky, this is the busiest travel week of the year. Savannah Tome Olson lays out the best times to hit the road.
AAA estimates 1.65 million people in Wisconsin will be traveling more than 50 miles away. That's about 28% of our whole population. And with a 2% rise in travelers this year, that would set a new record. A vast majority of people going on a trip for Thanksgiving will be driving. So as usual for the holiday, be ready for a lot of traffic. Here's when the roads will be busiest. Wednesday from 11 to 8 and all day Sunday. Advocates and law enforcement are urging you to have a designated driver if you'll be drinking. Holidays can turn tragic when people drive impaired. Data shows on average 173 people die each year over the Thanksgiving holiday in drunk driving crashes. That's 35% of all traffic deaths during that time period. To keep the roads safer, AAA has activated its Tow2Go program. Someone who has their car with them and maybe imbibed more than they planned can call, and a tow truck will take the person and their car to their destination, only within a 10-mile radius. But the program is free, and you do not have to be a AAA member. Meanwhile, some Wisconsinites are taking to the skies, about 8% of people traveling. On average, round-trip flights for Thanksgiving cost about $700, which is similar to what they cost last year. The top destinations for Wisconsinites are mostly in Florida.
As reported yesterday, gas prices are down more than 4 cents from last week, and they're 12 cents per gallon lower than last year's Thanksgiving travel week. You can save at the pump by checking prices before you hit the roads. Wisconsin's average is $2.73 per gallon. The national average is $3.03.
Wisconsin's oldest conservation program is at risk of losing its funding, and state legislators are split on how to keep it going. The Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program helps conservation organizations and the State Department of Natural Resources protect Wisconsin's natural environment.
Historically, Republicans and Democrats alike have constantly supported this program and remunerated because there is such a huge value in preserving our conservation here in the state.
That's Republican State Senator Patrick Teston. He spoke with Civic Media's Melissa Kay about a bill he's co-sponsoring to continue funding the program.
I do think there's a willingness on both sides of the aisle to hopefully address this. And my hope is that we can come together and create a bipartisan bill that can get support from both sides of the aisle.
Teston's proposal would secure funding for the program until 2030. The stewardship program used to purchase land through proposals that would be reviewed by the legislature's powerful budget committee. Individuals on the committee had the power to veto project proposals anonymously, even if the funding was already appropriated. A Wisconsin Supreme Court decision last year ruled that power unconstitutional. Teston says the decision put the program on life support.
I think what we're going to end up being proposing is, all right, let's just reauthorize this program until we can get into the next state budget.
The Republican-led budget committee balked at including the program in this two-year budget. Meanwhile, Democratic lawmakers have also introduced a bill to continue the program. It would create an oversight board to advise the DNR on projects and have authority to approve large land acquisitions. If the legislature doesn't pass a measure to extend the program, it will lose funding after June of next year.
Lawsuits over Wisconsin's legislative maps will move forward through a process that's never been used before. Two suits have made it to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. One argues the maps are an anti-competition gerrymander. The other argues the maps violate the state's constitution. Six of Wisconsin's eight representatives in the House are Republicans. Princeton's gerrymandering project gives Wisconsin districting an F and said there's a, quote, significant Republican advantage, end quote, to the state's maps. Now the Supreme Court has ordered that the cases will be heard by separate three-judge panels. That's according to a law Republicans passed in 2011 that's never been used before. In these cases, Wisconsin's members of the U.S. House pushed for two of the court's four liberal justices to recuse themselves, Janet Protasiewicz and Susan Crawford, but they said no and ruled with their colleagues in sending these cases to those three judge panels. There are several important committee meetings next week in Wisconsin Rapids. The Planning Commission meets on Monday at 4 p.m. This meeting includes the public hearing for the solar power plant Waterworks and Lighting Commission is planning to build on the southeast edge of town. On Tuesday, the Finance and Property Committee meets at 5 p.m. They'll review and consider approving the Southwood County Humane Society contract, among other agenda items. The Public Works Committee meets on Thursday, December 4th at 5 p.m. They'll be discussing lead water lines, removing all two-hour parking restrictions and implementing no overnight parking, and consider opening corporate limit roadways to ATVs and UTVs, among other agenda items. Roads in downtown Wisconsin Rapids will be closed from 4 to 8 tonight for the Rekindle the Spirit Parade and Tree Lighting Show. Grand Avenue will be closed between West Jackson and Lincoln Street, and 2nd Avenue South will be closed between Oak Street and East Grand Avenue. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers spending Thanksgiving tomorrow in San Diego, taking on Providence in a four-team tournament, including Florida and TCU. Tip-off time 4:30. A fundraiser for the Rady Children's Hospital. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
It's just a great experience, and not only for what this game can help us improve upon and show us, but also going forward. What's coming in San Diego, and then what's coming. Use that as a springboard in back into the Big Ten season.
The Bucks in Miami against the Heat in an NBA Cup Series game. Milwaukee looking to snap a 5-game losing streak. A full slate of NFL games for Thursday. The Packers against the Lions at noon. I'll have coverage from Detroit. Followed by the Chiefs and the Cowboys in Dallas. And the nightcap, the Ravens host the Bengals in Baltimore. The first time the Packers played the Lions on Thanksgiving was 1951. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be windy with snow and blowing snow today. We're talking 1 to 3 inches, but wind will be gusting to 40 to 50, and that will create some big problems on the roads at times. Temperatures falling through the 20s today. Tonight, more blowing snow, upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.